This is Ozarks at Large.
Good evening. My name is Gwendolyn Cheswick, and I am a ghost. Not a scary ghost, mind you, but a nice ghost. Kind of like Casper. I'm fun at parties, a real cod, and a fantastic dancer.
This week before Christmas, we'll spend a few minutes each day on Ozarks at Large with some of the actors from Arts Live as they present the holiday-themed radio play Christmas Carol High School, an original script written by Mark Landon Smith. It was recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. In this update of Dickens' classic, Ebenezer Scrooge is now embodied in Meredith Priestley, the most popular girl at West End High School. Meredith is also the meanest student at West End High, and her behavior may soon cost her the lead in the school's production of Romeo and Juliet. On this Monday before Christmas, we present part one of Christmas Carol High School with our ghostly guide, Gwendolyn, leading the way.
Anyway, I'm going to be your tour guide this evening as we visit one Meredith Priestley, the most beautiful, popular, richest, and meanest girl at West End High, where she is head cheerleader and queen bee. The Christmas holidays are just around the corner at West End High, and the drama club is in final dress rehearsals for their upcoming production of Romeo and Juliet. Let's drop in, shall we?
What, man? Tis not so much. Tis not so much. Tis since the nuptial of Lucentio. Come, Pentecost, as quick as it will. Some 25 years, and then we masked.
Tis more. Tis more. His son is elder, sir. His son is 30.
What, you tell me that? His son was but a ward 2 years ago.
What lady's that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. Her beauty hangs upon the cheeks of night.
Hold it!
Did I do something wrong? I hope I did do something wrong. Oh, I'm sorry if I did something wrong.
Not this time, Melvin. Melissa!
That's a relief, because usually I do stuff wrong.
Yes, ma'am.
Where, pray tell, is Meredith?
I don't know, ma'am. She was just here,
Find her.
Yes, ma'am. Meredith! Meredith!
I'm right here. Don't blow a gasket. Jeez, what's the rush?
The rush, Miss Priestley, is that you missed your cue yet again, for which you had better have an excellent excuse.
Of course I have an excellent excuse. I was downloading apps. Duh.
Miss Priestley, downloading apps, duh, is not an excellent excuse. Let us continue, please. Melissa, we will pick up with Romeo's line, if I profane with my unworthiest hand.
Yes, ma'am.
Places.
And begin.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle fine is this. My lips to blushing pilgrims ready to stand smooth, that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Meredith, it's your line.
Oh, line!
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much. Line!
Which mannerly devotion shows in this?
Which mannerly devotion shows in this? Line!
For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
For saints have hands, blah, blah, blah.
Miss Priestley, I have studied Shakespeare for many, many, many years, and in that time I have never come across the line, for saints have hands, blah, blah, blah. We have been rehearsing this production of Romeo and Juliet for 8 weeks. 8 weeks, Miss Priestley, out of which you missed 3.
I was in Aruba working on my tan.
Subtract 3 from 8, and what do you have remaining, Miss Priestley?
So, 5.
Yes, duh, 5. Bravo, Miss Priestley, very good. 5. 5 weeks in which you were to learn your lines.
I haven't had the time. I have a life.
Miss Priestley, I too have a life, Miss Priestley. The theater. The theater is my life. We open this classic love story, a story of unrequited passion, a story of two star-crossed lovers, Romeo and Juliet, in just 2 days. In 2 days, Miss Priestley. 48 hours, and you, our Juliet, does not know her lines.
I'll just use cue cards.
That's all for this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Please remember to hang up your costumes neatly and replace all props to their proper place on the prop table.
Do you want to come to my locker with me?
Miss Priestley, I would like a word with you, please.
What?
Miss Priestley.
It's no big deal. You can make cue cards at home. You've got 2 days.
I'm not going to be making any cue cards, Miss Priestley.
You're not?
No.
Fine, it's your funeral. See ya.
I'm not through with you.
Oh, FYI, I'm having my mother replace my costume with something from Versace.
Replace? Interesting word choice, Miss Priestley, for I, too, am replacing something.
Please say it's your hair color.
No, Miss Priestley, you. I am replacing you.
You mean in the play?
Yes, Miss Priestley, in the play.
As Juliet?
Yes, as Juliet.
You can't do that.
I believe I can.
We open in 2 days. Who are you going to find to play Juliet in 2 days?
Melissa Barclay. She knows the lines.
I wouldn't do this if I were you. When you walk into the theater, on the front of the building in large, looming stone letters, what did you see? You see the name Josiah Priestley Theater. And who is Josiah Priestley? Oh, that's right. My grandfather, who is also the mayor and the father of my father, who is president of the school board, and we're rich. Filthy, stinking rich. So I can do pretty much anything I want. Capiche? So I don't think you'll be making any changes, Michonne, unless, of course, you find yourself teaching shop next year. Oh, and you better get cracking on those cue cards. You've only got 48 hours. Merry Christmas.
See what we mean about Meredith? Tomorrow on part 2 of Christmas Carol High School, we find out how Meredith treats her cheerleading squad.
Well, well, well. It's so refreshing to see my squad not working. No wonder our cheerleading team is the worst in the district.
Meredith, we're just taking a break. We've been practicing.
There is no time for breaks. The championship is just 4 months away. Apparently, we're going to have to double up on practices. I mean, triple the number of times we practice.
But Meredith is about to have a rude awakening. Literally, a rude awakening. Remember, this is a version of Dickens' Christmas Carol. Ghosts are approaching. Our original radio play, Christmas Carol High School, is a presentation of Arts Live Theater and Ozarks at Large. The script was written by Mark Landon Smith, and the performance directed by Jules Taylor and recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. The cast includes Dalton Williams, Blair Blankenship, Emily Waller, Gordon Allison, Jacob Fuller, Anna Street, Faith Esco, Tori Butler, and Sarah Mills. Arts Live Theater is based in Fayetteville and produces plays throughout the season, including Anne Frank and Me in February, Oliver Twist in March, and Secret Garden in April. To learn more about Arts Live Theater, you can go to artslivetheater.com.